Governor Doug Ducey unveiled his budget proposal on Friday for the upcoming fiscal year. The $9.8 billion plan includes around $176 million in new money that would go to K-12 education. That's the largest share of new spending. The governor is proposing a small pay raise this year, resulting in a 2% cumulative increase for teachers over 5 years. House Speaker J.D. Mesnard likes it.
I think it's a good starting point. It's better than zero. And certainly we can have the discussion of what's next, whether it's higher or lower, whether it's an across-the-board 2% or there's some performance element.
But Joe Thomas, president of the Arizona Education Association, isn't sure it'll move the needle for teachers.
It comes out to about a dollar a day before taxes. And I don't know that that's going to raise eyebrows of teachers. I mean, I want to say we're appreciative that the governor's looking at raising teacher salaries and making sure that money goes directly into the classroom. But I don't know that this is going to keep people in the classroom.
With me now to talk about some of the key aspects of the governor's budget proposal is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good morning. One of the sort of key questions coming out of the governor's State of the State address was what specifically would he fund in education and where would he find the money to do that? How clearly do we have those answers now?
Well, to answer the second question first, about $89 million of his new spending is actually being taken out of road funds. You know, last year, they decided to leave the gas tax revenues and the vehicle license fee with the road funds, the Highway User Revenue Fund. Well, this year, they decided, no, we need to fund DPS with that. So essentially, what they're doing is they're taking money out of the HERF fund, which is going to be a real heartburn. So there's less there in new money than meets the eye. In terms of how it gets spent, a lot of attention from lawmakers, as you point out, there's this sort of smorgasbord of issues. You know, the 0.4 cent pay raise for teachers, $1,000 signing bonus, some full day kindergarten for about 800 students, some rural high speed internet, a little bit of capital money, and obviously the governor recognizes that this has been an area that they've shorted for a number of years. The question is, is this, as Joe Thomas points out, going to make any difference in terms of the fact that we've got a 20% turnover of teachers after the first year?
It seems, Howie, as though there's a bit of a disparity between the amount of money the governor's office thinks it has to work with and the amount of money that the legislature thinks it has to work with.
Some of that comes back to what I was talking about with the HERF revenues. I think that for a lot of lawmakers, they figured, okay, we're going to leave the highway user revenue funds where they're supposed to be. We have like a $20 billion need for new construction and repairs, and they see this as a little bit of a shell game. There's also questions about, how the tax revenue is going to come in, new tax cuts, things like that. The governor has a small tax cut in there where he's going to index certain standard deductions. It's about $2.8 million, not a lot of money, but it sort of fulfills his promise to propose a tax cut every year he's the governor. These are the things that get negotiated every year, and it's going to come down to what are the priorities? You know, what are we doing? Are we giving enough to universities by simply letting them keep some sales taxes generated on campus, things like that?
Yeah, you wrote about how that proposal would potentially impact cities, specifically the cities in which these universities are located.
This is very significant. I mean, you've got certain activities on campuses, the bookstores, maybe even a Starbucks on a campus, and they generate about $37 million a year in sales taxes. About $30 million of that goes to the state, so the governor says, well, the state should give up that money, which is sort of like giving them $30 million, but it's, running it through a different procedure. But about $7 million of that would normally go to cities and a little bit to counties for their sales taxes. So if you've got a place like Flagstaff or Tempe or Tucson, you've got a situation where they're giving up money so the governor can say, look at what I'm doing for the universities. They're wondering, how fair that is to them since they don't get to participate in that decision and decide, is that the best use of their funds?
Howie, there had been some talk before the budget was released that due to needs in K-12, due to the state potentially having to pay more in salaries due to Prop 206, that the governor might propose some spending cuts in particular areas. Did any of that come to pass? Does his budget reduce spending in any areas?
Well, again, other than the highway user revenue funds, we don't particularly see a reduction, but we also don't see any increases. You've got a pretty nondescript budget year to year in corrections and Department of Public Safety and Child Protective Services, or what's now known as Department of Child Safety. And it really is concentrated in the education area. And, of course, he was – I don't want to say he was forced to do that, but remember, he promised that if voters passed Prop 1, 2, 3, that would be, quote, just the first step. And so I think he recognized that he needed to do a little more. Otherwise, he'd have a rebellion on his hands, particularly for the folks who agreed to settle the lawsuit that was Prop 123 and agreed to his promises that, you know, there would actually be something significantly more.
Howie Fisher is Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks as always.
You're welcome.